You're listening to SBS News.
More than 175,000 people are expected to have attended the annual CES Consumer Technology Expo in Las Vegas. There are 4,500 exhibitors with the latest in high-tech devices, including ones developed for the one room in the house that everyone visits, but we don't talk about much. It's the toilet. Greg Weaver from Procter & Gamble has come up with a solution for a problem that most of us probably hadn't thought of as that much of a problem.
Charmin robot, designed to be your savior should you be stranded on the throne, out of toilet paper, no one hears your cry for help. You fire it up with an app on your smartphone, the Charmin robot will come to your rescue, delivering a fresh roll of bath tissue.
Mr. Weaver says he spends a lot of time with consumers talking about how to improve their products, and the Charmin robot is answering a common problem.
They will bring to life these real-world problems, and the biggest one being, nobody in my family changes the roll. It's an occurrence that happens where I'm sitting there, I look over, and I'm out.
Procter & Gamble Chief Brand Officer Mark Pritchard says car companies have concept cars, Procter & Gamble has concept bathrooms.
The average person spends up to 1.5 years of their lives there. So Charmin is dedicated to bringing comfort and convenience to help consumers enjoy the go.
Triple W is a Japanese company that won the Best of CES award last year in the digital health and fitness category with a bladder sensor. This year, the company's vice president of marketing, Tai Takayanagi, is hoping to repeat that success with their new D-Free B1 wearable device.
This little sensor that you attach on your tummy will monitor your intestines around the clock and let you know when it's ready or when you're ready to go to the bathroom.
The device alerts you via an app on your smartphone. And if none of these devices appeal to you, perhaps the high-tech toilet seat developed by a US firm Toto is the one for you. The washlet is a unit that fits onto standard flush toilets, which, according to the manufacturer, allows users the comfort of a sit-down toilet with the cleansing rinse of a bidet's water jet. Toto's president is Bill Strang. He says the company has now developed the unit even more.
The Washlet Plus has gone one step further. We've actually incorporated all of the water lines and electrical lines to be integrated into the toilet itself. So it's a combination of porcelain and the seat itself. The porcelain has what's called Cifiontech technology in the glaze. It is a hydrophilic glaze that is super smooth.
CES has plenty of other gadgets aimed at solving problems that most of us probably never thought of as worth solving. Young Kang is the marketing manager for Smartrium Bang E, a Korean company that's aiming to eliminate stinky shoes.
So Shoe Blast is a dehumidifier as well as a sterilizer for shoes and universally for all shoes as well, not just athletic or dress shoes. It sterilizes using UV light and disinfects 99.9% of all germs using infrared light as well as UV light, and then dehumidifies by using this heat conduction fan that reaches up to optimal 50 degrees Celsius as well.
There's one development that will never need toilet paper or suffer from stinky shoes, and that's Neon, an artificial human.
Hi, I am Neon. I am an artificial human. I'm still learning about how humans talk, behave, and move. I am also learning new languages and expressions.
The developer says Neons could one day be your teacher, your doctor, a helpful police officer or park ranger, or perhaps even your yoga instructor. Pranav Mistry is the CEO of Neon. His vision is of a future where Neons are so human-like that we humans start interacting with them just like we would with real-world people.
Our interaction with machines are becoming more like as in we are talking to the machines themselves, each other internally. Stop. Open. Close. That is not how we talk to the people in general. My daughter, I would rather ask her to talk to someone in a manner that a human talk to a human. What Neons will help us that it will bring, it will become the nexus, the bridge between our world and then the machine's world.
Mr. Mistry sees a future where Neons are everywhere and have become part of the fabric of everyday life. Alan Lee, SBS News.